Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special Schus for Rabbi Naomi Meratzi Sheyichu. Schus Chayach Rebbe Feig Bas Michal Bis Pasya. Echaget Rebbe Shruch Haim Tzimchot 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 Tzimchot. Memor Marzutra, Ravash Tegel Lebustina. Memor Marzutra and Ravashi happened to come upon the orchard of Mari Bar Isak. So his sharecropper came and placed dates and pomegranates before them. And Memor Ravashi ate the fruit. Marzutra declined. He did not eat the fruit due to concern that the sharecropper had provided them with the fruit without the approval of the owner of the field. Meanwhile, Mari Bar Isak came and found them eating his fruit and said to his sharecropper, "You should have given them better fruit." Taisvis di Bramasta Marzutra lo yochal writes, Ravashi lo yochoshesh lezeh. Why was he not concerned that Mari Bar Isak would not have been So, the reason Ravashi wasn't choshesh is because the Aris gave of his own. So the Aris is giving of his own fruit. Since the Aris is giving of his own fruit, so Mimela, he was allowed to eat from it, but not because he thought that Mari Bar Isak would be pleased. Why? Because the halacha is like Abaye. Abaye Tzeir Shalom Yidas Lo V'Yeish. So you don't know about something before, you don't have Yeish before, it doesn't count. So if Mari Bar Isak before wasn't... didn't express his agreement, so it doesn't help it afterwards, he's okay with it. It has to be B'Shas Maisa that he's okay with them giving him his fruits. So the Mela must be because the Aris gave him the Nafshe. As Mevoam Medvret Osvot, that you're not allowed to eat from your friend's food, even if there's an Undana, that if your friend would know, he would be pleased. He'd be passing like a bai, the Yoshlem Das Lovi Hashem V'Shach, and Shin Mechaz, the Karnal of Yisraelik on this. And he writes, Midirai Tesis, Perk Elamitsius, Tafkot Beis, Sofam Ralef, Agos Ashri, Agos Moldach Hashem, before the mother Nesim Mechel Chaber Bidavra Shenu Shabai, El Shechaber Pishyeda, Yerdea Shechaber Yisratze, Osu, Lachlod Alacha Kabai, Yesh Lamidas Law, the Yeh, Shavagab the Hashti Nichole, Mekar Law, the Nichole, Vilad the Mistafina Yisiyomer Shemutter, Yesh Lamidas Shiny, Shigamachak Chenu Miyai, Shalamishim Shenu Yerdea Hechan Hu. He first quotes Tosis, and then he says, if I wouldn't be afraid, I would say no, that it's mutter. If you know your friend is pleased, then it's totally okay. For you to take, if you know that he'd be pleased. And Yesh Shalom Midas is different, because the only reason he's Messiah afterwards is because he doesn't know where it is, and therefore he's Messiah Baal Korcho. And therefore we say, the Meikara came into his hands by Isser. He says, how's it going to be Koinet? If it's with Yeyush, right now he's not Messiah yet. And if you know that the guy has it, he wouldn't be Messiah. That's not a good Yeyush. Mashenkin here, he knows the guy's going to be Misratze. So it's also coming now, it's coming to his hands by Heter. Here it's coming to his hands by Isser. Because the person wasn't yet Messiah, and if he would know that Ploni has it, he wouldn't be Messiah. But here, if Ploni would know that he's eating it, he'd be happy. So that's valid. Nearly the Gemara stills tzu between Yayush and Tumah and Truma. The Gemara there says, because of Truma and Tumah, you need Yidiyah Mamish. But in general, you don't need Yidiyah Mamish. The Nesivis, in Kuf Sari Zayin, Siv Kondalit, understands with Divrei Hashach, that even by Tumah and Mamish, there's an Umdana that if he would know, he would give the Matana. The Umdana is effective to make a Chalais Matana, since it's not Bal Korcha. In the case of Yayush, Bal Korcha. If it's a matam, it's not bal karcha. Ayin sham b'divrei nesivus kur tzadi zayin tziv kod dalet. And so is mevor b'divrei akitzos. Simen reis samach beis. Tziv kod nalef. Ayin sham. Ober m'divrei hashach. It's not mashma like that. Because why does the shach say in kain hashten ami b'etero as li yode? Since the shach is not talking about heter achila, according to the nesivus, he's talking about a chalos matana. Why does the Shach talk about the hetera asiliyah? You should say no. It's a matana. He's given to him as a matana, so it's cool. And also the Shach concludes, the mistamei no makbet al zeh. The divrei hanesivus v'akatzeis, it's not midin chisaron kpeida. Shach writes, you know why you can take it? Because mistamei is not makbet. According to the Nesivus and the Ktzos, it's not because of a chesaron kpeida, not because of a lack of akpada, but rather, it's adin das al chalos matani, it's das that it should be a matani. And the Shach also starts, Mashen kein hacha, kein shiyad ha-shi esratze, he should have concluded in kein hashen ha-mei amin ha-shi esratze. Since we know that he was going to be esratze, so we say that now also he's esratze. But the Shach says, no, hashen ha-mei v'ateras le'odim estomei ha-makbet ha-zeh, so he's not talking about a rotz in the matani. He's talking about there's a heter for the Yisra Kseva, since he's not makbid. So again, according to the Nesivus and the Ktzos, we're talking about a chaleitz matana. According to the Lashon of the Shach, it doesn't seem that way. It's not a chaleitz matana, it's just a chisaron kpeda. He's not makbid and mimela, that's meisir, that removes the oven gezel. And asks Moreno Barbeno Rabbi Abba, we've been going through the Siyata Dishmaya. Incredible, we can go into the Shul of Rabbi Abba. So he asks, Tzarech in Adivri HaShach, is Shach HaRekashe, that if Bayeyush, Umdana doesn't help, is Baal Karchoi, so how does the Gemara compare this to Truma and Tumah? To Yeyush. But Truma and Tumah, it's not Baal Karchoi. That he has to want to give the Truma, that he has to want it to be Mokshu L'Kabu Tumah. So he says, no, when you Truma V'Tumah, you need to be a Mamish. Is that Tzarechim? Because if by Truma you did Yediyah Mamish, so according to Rava, an Umdana shouldn't help. Why does the Gemara ask only on Abai, not on Rava? The Gemara only asks on Abai, Hodeh Shalom Yidas Lo V'Yeush. It's also a Kasha on Rava. Because by Truma you need Yediyah Mamish. And even the Havamin of the Gemara, they didn't know yet that that Truma has a special din matem v'datchem avshluchachem v'datchem. So if so, even according to Abaye, you know that it should be effective. So this is not Baal Karcha. And we have no makar, if by Truma you need Yediyah Mamish. So you're going to tell me that in the Havamina, it's only a kasha on Abaye, not on Rava. Why would that be? Why would it be b'chal a kasha on Abaye? And the Havamina, we don't yet know that you need das, that you need the Diyamamish. It shouldn't be a kasha in Abaye. So we have no makor that by Truma you need the Diyamamish, so why is it a kasha? By Yeyush, it's Baal Karchoi. By Truma, it's not Baal Karchoi, so what's the problem? The reason by Truma, in other words, what's pshat according to Abaye in the Havamina of the Gemara that we asked on Abaye? By Truma, you see that you need Yediyah Mamish. We only know in the Maskana that by Truma there's a din of Yediyah Mamish. But in the Havamina, we don't know that yet. And according to Abaye, the whole word of Yesh Shalom Midas is because it's Baal Karcho. That's why it's not Yesh. But here by Truma, where it's not Baal Karcho, when the person takes the fruits, and the person doesn't afterwards have to be pleased with it, the Baalim, with what he gave. So why should that not work? What's Pshat Abaye? The whole vort, like the Shach holds, is that Yerushalmi Das Baal Karcho. And then what's going on here? What's Abaye's Havamina by Truma? How would Abaye explain Truma before we know that you need to be a mamish by Truma? And also by Tumah, the Gemara doesn't know. In the Havamina, the Gemara doesn't know It has to be Ladas. Mayitain Ladas, Avkiyutan Ladas. The Gemara and the Kiyitan Kiyutan asked on Rav. That look, we need das. But the kash is really also on Abaye. Because Abaye holds Yerushalmi das lo v'yeyush. That's only because it's Baal Karcho. You know that it's not Baal Karcho, you should need das. So in the Havamina, it shouldn't only be a kash on Rav, it should also be a kash on Abaye. The Yom Dinah should help since it's not Baal Karcho. Therefore, it appears Rabbi Yehuda Das Shach that Kedei Lecho Mishel Chaveiro Avinu Rak Shabayel Moyach Pidu Alsi. That in order to eat Mishel Chaveiro, all we require is that the Bayel not be Makbid. And you don't need a Chalos Hakna, like we see in the Ran, in the Darim 34b, Afuka Di Azmanele, we discussed that elsewhere. In our Ragat Shavu Shiur, I remember talking about it probably elsewhere as well. Probably in our Talmudic methodology series, maybe we touched upon it. That and if so, the shaila is only in the gavra. Is he makbid or not? So you don't need a chetzav ratzin. You just have to know if the person is makbid that the balabai is makbid that the person should be fed the food or not. And therefore, a bai is moida that a mumdan is effective. And that's based on what we explained in the previous shiur. The Machlok Zabai and Rava is where we require a Chetz of Ratzin. That Abai and Rava argue if an Umdana, which is a Ratzin B'Koch, is considered a Chetz of Ratzin or not. But where we're discussing, so we had a whole shir on that, it doesn't do the shir, but where we're discussing the Gavra, if he's in favor or not in favor, everybody holds that an Umdana is effective. We discussed this a number of times, a number of shir. There, an Umdana is effective, because we know that the Gavra is bad at Dover and it's not Baal Korcha. Because of this, here also, we're discussing the Bible, but the Bible marked it or not. In the Gavra, the Shad is in the Gavra, not if you need a Chetz of Ratzin. Does the Gavra marked it or not? They're the Kulei Alma, and Umdan is effective. According to that, the Shad was bothered. So why don't we say the same thing by Yesh? Since it's not an Asiyas Cholosai Dea Bible matter, it's Heter Torah. If the Gavra is Messiah, so Memela, it should be effective as long as the Gavra is in the Matzah of Yesh. Alamatu shel gavra, umdin is effective the kuliyam. That's the shach's kasha. And then this is shach answered that since yeush is baal korcha, therefore you can't say the gavra mitzad atzma is b'matu shel yeush, because b'amis doesn't want to be misyayish. He's just forced to be. And therefore we require a chetz of yeush, and there we have machlok as a bayin rova, if umdin is considered a chetz of rotzin or not. So again, the shach had a kasha. That if b'yeush, umdin is not effective, Shach writes, "Mavur the madam noisim lechol chaver midav shena shlo shel chaver af mishadash chaver yisratze asur lachlo da lacha kabay di yoshilo midas lo beyemish." So first he says, "Shit of Tosfos that if the person doesn't know, you can't give. The Bible doesn't know, you can't give." And then he says, "If not, if I wouldn't be afraid, I would say that it's mutter. And yoshilo midas is different because." Even afterwards, he's only Messiahish because he doesn't know where it is. So he's Messiahish Baal Korcho. So we say it came to his hand by Isser. He's the Yehosh is Baal Korcho. And Shen came here, since he knows that the Baal is going to be Misratza, so it comes to his hand by Heter. His Mistami is not Makbid. Aye, we see by Truma and Tuma. We compare that to Yerushalayim Midas. And the answer is no. Then in Truma and Tuma, you need to be a mamish. So Shach was bothered. Why is Yerush unique? Why does Yerush Shalom Midas love a Yerush? Why do we say that? It's not a Messias Chalos. So the read through the Bible should be enough. The fact that he wants it afterwards should be enough. An Umdana should be enough. An Umdana right now should be enough that he's going to want it when he finds out. Is the matzav shel agavra mahani umdina? And the answer is no. It's not since it's balkorcha and yidachav tzavratzim. Because the gavra himself is not in a matzav yirsh, he's forced to be. He doesn't want to be misyash, so that's not considered a matzav yirsh. And remeli yidachav tzavratzim. And now we understand the svar of the shach, that by truma or tuma, lo mahani umdina. By true mantuma, lo mahani yundra la abaye. Because there you need to be a mamish. Because by truma, even in the havim of the gemara, you need to ask bayalim for the atim chalois. And therefore, we require chet zivrat. And therefore, according to abaye, and yundra doesn't help. As we explained in the shir, on the surah of abaye, shalom adas lo v'yeish. You need a chet zivrat, and yundra doesn't help. So, by truma, the gemara even the havim was holding, you need a chet zivrat. And therefore, Abaye holds that by Truma doesn't work, and that's the Gemara's Akasha. Look, by seeing Truma does work. And the Gemara's Teret says, no. By Truma, you did Yidiyah Shal Mamash. But even the Havamina, Abaye was holding that you need that Das Bailim. You need a Chavtsev Ratzim. That's why the Gemara says, no, you don't need a Chavtsev Ratzim. The answer is, no, by Truma, the Kuyama, you need a Chavtsev Ratzim. And so do by Hechsher Tuma. You don't have any of the Gemara. But the nichus of the fact that the person is pleased with it is only a tanai, is not just a tanai in the hechsher, it's part of the hechsher. The nichus is effective to make the chalais hechsher, since the nichus requires, is part of the hechsher, you need nichus that the bayim should want it, if you need a chavtsev ratzim. If according to the bayim, it doesn't help. The Gemara is from here on Rava. The Gemara's Teretz says, no, we have a special pasuk that you need a, according to everybody, you need the actual nichus. And the Havamina, the reason we asked according to on Rava and according to Abaye was fine, because according to Abaye, you need a Chavtz of Ratzin. Because the Nifus is part and parcel of the Hechsher. So it emerges then that Rak b'lecho mechaveru shavir rak nesinas v'shus. Only when you're to eat from your friend's food, that's only nesinas v'shus. Your friend is enacted. All you need is that your friend shouldn't be enacted. There, an undin is effective according to the shach. By chalos haknos shal matan, the shach is moedah, and undin doesn't help. Again, when undin help according to the shach? When you just need a lack of akpada. There, an undin helps. But if you need a chalos hakna, then you need actual ratzin. And that's because that we require ratzim in asiyas chalos is not because you need a din ratzim batzim. Elu rak oifen asiyas shel agavra. Mishum hachi yuhasim b'kul yam lo yahani lazeh umdina. The person has to make he has to do this asiyah. But making chavtz of ratzim, he didn't. The umdina is not going to help us. The gavra didn't do any asiyah, so now we understand the shach. That if you shall chaver, it's mutter, because the stomach is not makbid. But if you need a chalos hakana, it wouldn't work, because a chalos hakana, you need actual ratzim. But here, you just need a hasaras hakpada, that you should remove his hakpada. And it emerges according to this, that there are three nyanam of ratzim. One, we're talking about the gavra, if he's in favor or against, everybody holds him under the house. The second, we require hefts of ratzim, like here is Truman Heshra Tumma. The other is a machlokis between Abai and Rava, if umdan is considered a hefts of ratzim or not. Rava holds that it is. Considered a chavtz of ratzim. He's lamaskana. You need actual ratzim, and it's not. The number is not going to be effective because there you have a special there is a kasif, and by truma and by yatuma. Number three. Where we require a ratzin, life in shalasiya, where we require a ratzin, it needs to be an active ratzin, it needs to make an active ratzin, like by chalos hakna, that's called ratzin, life in shalasiya. That's something asiya's ratzin out of the abaylin. The other kuryam, the number that's not effective. So if Sophie didn't do it, in case where it just needs to be in favor and not against, everybody holds him that it's effective. You require a chetz of rasim, it's a machlekes, a bayayish. Rava holds that it's a chetz of rasim, it's a chetz of rasim, and Vai holds that it's not. Where you need a ratzin shalasi, an actual act of ratzin, v'aychalos hakna, there everybody holds that emunah is not enough. So I'm here to Hashem, we're going to bring Yisrael for this in the next year, we'll be nether, and thank God we've already seen the flaws, and we will continue to do so. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetness, and most beloved friends.